I was snapping out broncs for the old flying U. At 40 a month, a plum good buckaroo. When the boss comes around and he says, "Say, my lad, you look mighty good riding horses, it's bad. Now you see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket, give you a stake at riding them bad ones. Well, you ain't so slow. You might do some good at the big rodeo." So while they're a-putting that bull in the chutes, I'm strapping my spurs to the heel of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, he's a foot and a half between his two eyes. Right up on top of his shoulders is a hump, and it clinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in the saddle and lets out a scream, comes out with a beller, and the rest is a dream. He's snapping the buttons right off of my clothes, just bucking and bawling and blowing his nose. Crowd was a-cheering both me and that bull, but he needed no help while I had my hands full. And he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind. My head starts to snapping and I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. Next we went up, but he come back alone. Up I turns over and below I can see he's pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood, reading here lays a twister that thought he was good. Then I noticed something that don't beat the true. Brand on his hip was a big flying U. When I landed it charged, and I've got enough sense to outrun that bull to a hole in the fence. And I died through the hole, and I want you to know that I ain't going back to no Wild West show. At straddling them bramers, you bet I'm all through. I'm sore footing back to the old fly.